Okay, Chevra, as we are preparing and getting closer to Kabbalah Satorah, I'd like to learn a piece from Reb Tzvi Meyer about the Avoda of Tikkun HaMidos. This is from Vayikra Daf Reish Nun Gimel. Yesod Sheni, the second thing to think about, it's in the middle of a larger piece. He says, She'ein dona mishmaim shum od shim Yehudi ela lefi ma shedon al atzmo. That the way they judge a person in Shemaim is the same way that a person judges others. In other words, the Heskiu Zeb Ezra Hashem Yisbarach Kampam Baruch explained a lot. V'nazkir Kam Kitzara Shekol Machshava Divur Ma'aseh Shehudi Oseh B'Meshechaim Chiyuso. Any thought, words, or actions that a person has throughout his entire life, Avinu Sheba Shemaim Oseh Shemeshechaim Shelo Yir Ke'ein Ze'Eitz Yehudi Acher. Hashem will work things out in such a way that you'll see somebody else doing those exact same things that you did. And now when you observe that second person doing the very same things that you did, so how do you think about them? How do you judge them? How do you paskin on them? So the same way that you think about them, so too, that's how you are judged. So anytime you see or think something negative about someone else, yada, you should know, that's how you are judging yourself. The im is gaber, if you strengthen yourself, and you judge that second person favorably, to think and to feel about the positive aspect that that person has, so as kach donim gan oso. So then that's the way it'll be done you in Shemaim. V'zeh nichlal b'maimer chazal, that's what's included at and hinted at in the words when the rabbis teach, nifroi min ha'odah midaito v'shalom midaito. That a person's held accountable knowingly and knowingly. Shinirmas b'zeh, the hint is, shedonim es ha'odah midaito shalo, that your own da'as is how you are judged. Ech shuchosho v'danes chavero, how do you think and judge your friend? The rabbis teach when you do judge somebody favorably, a mitzvah d'oraisa in Parshas Kedoshim, don osim in a shemaim l'kaf sechus, so then in shemaim they also judge you favorably. Uve emes, in truth, lev yodei maris nafsho, everybody knows their own deficiencies and how weak they are. Kama rachmi manachnu tzrichim, how much rachmanas we need from Hashem. Who could really be found innocent if they were held to a strict judge? Certainly in a weak generation that we are. So Hashem gives it over literally into our hands. If we would live our lives, we would think about on our daily interactions with others, we'd be based upon this, always trying to look to see the positive in them, and knowing that the way I think about someone else is the way I'm going to be thought of in Shemayim. What do we do to ourselves when we judge a second person? We would try with all of our strength, all of our energies, lahargish agavald gamailos, to look at the wonderful things that somebody else has. Lahargish tamid shikulam toivim. Everyone's so good. The kulam rotzim lios tov. Everybody really wants to do the right thing. Commotion edaber bezus Hashem lahalim will be explained later on. Ki anachnu yoidim hapeklach shalanu. Everyone knows their own packages that we have. Everyone has their own unique circumstances, their own upbringing, their own personality traits. Vezeh hatzlacha shalanu. This is our success. Shebemida sha'adim bodeid modedinos lo. The way that you judge others, you will be judged. However, the Yetzer Hara is very clever and wants us to forget this Yesod. We have to live life with this reality in front of us. Befrat, specifically, nowadays we find ourselves in the days of Sfira. These are days of judgment. So we could exonerate ourselves on through our actions now from Rosh Hashanah. There's a lot of different levels of being judged right now. Therefore, we have to strive to strengthen ourselves and to attach ourselves to this wonderful character attribute of judging other people favorably. By doing this, it brings down compassion onto ourselves, onto our whole generation, so hopefully this is a short thought to carry with us during these last few weeks before we come to Kabbalah Satorah, to really try to look at others in a positive way and realize that nothing that we're being shown in our life is accidental, and the way that we think and judge others is how we will be judged in Shemayim. May we be zoche to work on the Midah and to be koned the Midah of Avas Yisrael and to see only the good in every Yochid and in every Tzibur.